You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A new center is opening this week in downtown Sacramento to create a safe space for a crime that can be masked in daily life. Three Strands Global Foundation is a nonprofit based in El Dorado County, and it was created after a young girl was trafficked for 8 days before being recovered by law enforcement. Since then, Three Strands has worked to prevent human trafficking and exploitation, as well as supporting survivors in the aftermath towards stability and success. And now they are opening up a safe space in downtown Sacramento. It's called The Table, and it's an empowerment center that will provide services for survivors and at-risk youth, ranging from basic needs to mental health, career workshops, job placement, and child care. And tomorrow is their grand opening. Joining us is Ashley Bryant, the president and CEO of Three Strands Global Foundation, as well as Caitlin DeChico with Survivor Services, and Christy Merrill, who is a survivor leader advocate. Good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here, Vicky.
Thank you.
Ashley, I want to start with you. How did you get involved with Three Strands? Tell us about the mission and its history.
Yeah, this is 14 years this May that we have been a nonprofit here in Greater Sacramento. And the story that you actually began the conversation with is how I got involved. It was a good friend's daughter who was trafficked, and that really launched us on this path to prevention. How do we actually stop the crime before it starts? And if something has happened and someone has become victimized, how do we make sure that they're reintegrated into the community? And so really our vision is a world free from human trafficking, and our mission is to combat human trafficking through prevention education and reintegration services.
I mean, 14 years, it's more than a decade. How many people has Three Strands has touched in our area in Northern California?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we actually here with our Employ Plus Empower program have reached over 900 survivors and those at risk. And that means that we've actually placed them into sustainable jobs, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And then we actually have our National Prevention Education Program, and that program we've reached over 1 million kids and over 120,000 adults.
Wow, that is impressive. Caitlin, that brings me to you. How did you become connected with Survivor Services?
Yeah, so I started with the Employ Plus Empower program in 2018 as a social worker. And from there, as we were working to roll out our Employ Plus Empower program, we continued to see more and more need, more and more barriers to survivors being able to access services. And so from there, the program grew and grew. So I've been there ever since I started in 2018.
What drew you to Three Strands as a social worker?
Oh, so I'm very passionate about this answer because I received my master's in social work at Sacramento State, and I had an amazing time in the program. I learned so much. But one thing that was not touched on during my time in the program was human trafficking. We talked about different vulnerable populations and the impacts that services can have on those populations. But I never had a class where someone talked about this is what human trafficking is, these are the risk factors, and this is how you work with someone who's been victimized. And so I actually did my thesis on a program in Sacramento that works with survivors of trafficking. And from there, I grew a passion of how come I haven't learned about this in a social work program, and how come we're not being trained on how to work with individuals who have been exploited. More needs to be done, and we need to care for them properly, and we need to be really focused on how we support them through their journey in the aftermath, or even supporting them while they're currently being trafficked and what that looks like. And so that passion grew. Luckily, I came across Three Strands, and I just knew from the day I met them, I was like, I need to be here and I need to do this work because more needs to be done and more social workers need to be involved in this type of care.
Yeah, now you're entering your sixth year doing this work. Walk us through the type of work that you do at Three Strands. Help us visualize what Survivor Services provides.
Absolutely. So it's really grown over time. At first, it was really focused on case management, meaning we help with service navigation, accessing resources, identifying and addressing needs, collaborating in the community. But now it's grown far beyond that. We have a professional development team with workforce development specialists and professional and education specialists who assist individuals with their journey towards employment or reaching their career goals. We have a mental health team who provide individual therapy services. We actually have a legal service navigator, so we're now providing law-related services. So every time as the programs grow, it's really to address a need or a gap that we've seen for our clients. So really, we have an array of services now, including our Survivor Advisory Board, which Christy oversees, and it's going to continue to grow with the table. We'll have basic needs being met, including laundry, shower, access to emergency food, as well as workshops and training. So it encompasses a lot, but we find that all of those things are very critical in supporting survivors.
Christy, that brings me to you. How did you become a survivor leader advocate?
Yes. Well, I'm a survivor of sexual exploitation myself. So I was trafficked here locally in Sacramento in 2012. So I took a little bit of a break for my own self and kind of stepped back. I knew that I wanted to get back into survivor services and to help others who had similar experiences as myself, similar situations, have been exploited. And I took about a 3-year break and I did some work on my own self in a healing journey. And then I came back into the field and I've been doing advocacy and working with the population for about 10 years. And Three Strands, actually, they nominated me back in 2014 as Survivor of the Year. And I kind of always followed them and knew that I really loved the work that they did. And then I came back and when I was ready and had enough experiences paired with my lived experience, you know, I told them I want to come work for you guys. I want to, you know, I know that you guys are growing and I would love to be a part of that.
Mm. I think that's amazing because, I mean, no two lived experiences are the same, but yes. I think you set such a great example by taking a pause, taking care of yourself so that you can also pay it forward to help others.
Absolutely. I knew that, you know, I dove right into it and it was something that I said, you know, this, I need to work on my own mental health. I need to work on self-care and healing. And I did a lot of therapy and things like that, things that, you know, Three Strands offers. And it was something that I knew I wanted to do. I was passionate about it. It was my purpose. But I also knew that until I healed myself and was ready, that I wasn't going to be able to provide the right care for survivors until I was, you know, healed. It's a constant journey. I'm not healed yet. I'm still healing. But in a space where I could go back and say, you know, I'm in a place where I can now use my lived experience paired with working with the population for so long that now I can, you know, be that advocate that could be there for others with those experiences as well.
What do you wish that people better understood about, you know, exploitation and human trafficking?
Oh, that's a hard one. There's so many things that I hear. There's a lot of like questions of, you know, a lot of people just don't know. They're not very knowledgeable about it. But some people, when they do find out, it's like, oh, well, why didn't you leave? You know, couldn't you have just up and left? Or like the just questions that I think that a lot of people aren't educated on. And so that's something that we also provide at Three Strands where we can educate. But as a lived experience, expert, then I can also provide and shed that insight too and kind of train people like there's a psychological piece to that or whatever it may be that we're, you know, kind of dispelling those like myths that we talk about or just, you know, that also I think survivors, they need to be a part of this movement. Our lived experience is so important and our voice matters. And with the program implementation and things like that, I think that them coming to us and implementing, you know, what we have to say in our experiences and how they provide services is super important.
Ashley, what does it mean for you that you have a leadership board of survivors that are helping shape how Three Strands takes care of people? And the fact that, you know, there are individuals who, you know, went through this, maybe even were touched by Three Strands and then want to pay it forward and be part of the nonprofit to continue helping other people.
It's humbling and it's paramount. Right. It's paramount that we have survivor leaders really invested in our nonprofits to make a difference in the lives of those that we serve. But it's humbling in that space where, you know, just having the opportunity to work alongside those who may have been graduates is an honor and a privilege. And we don't take that lightly. It's really something that we we feel really blessed to be able to actually stand in that space and work alongside our graduates, but also along survivors who help. They're the rudder, right? It is the rudder of the ship to help us really see from an education perspective, from a direct services perspective, things we might not have thought about, actually they can speak into. And it becomes clear for us once they do speak into those things. And then the path for the survivor is made so much more clear too.
Mm. You know, as Christy touched upon, I mean, there are misconceptions and stereotypes or just, you know, a lack of knowledge about, you know, how these situations happen. And Ashley, you touched upon the history of Three Strands. I mean, it touched a loved one of yours, a friend of yours. What was your knowledge of exploitation and human trafficking, you know, before this terrible incident happened compared to now, 14 years later?
Oh, my goodness. That's a great question. You know, I had very little knowledge back in 2010. And I think actually as a movement, we have really learned so much. Terminology has changed. We understand so much more what survivors, their stories. And I hope that we are listening for understanding rather than just listening to words. But for me personally, I look back over 14 years and I marvel at the movement on one end. And then at the same time, I think we have so much more to do. We have so much more to learn from each other. Each person who is, whether it's sex trafficking or labor trafficking, has an individual story. And I think that as we understand those stories and the root causes of what may have led to trafficking, then we can truly design programming to meet survivors where they're at or victims where they're at, to be able to then have those pathways out.
Caitlin, I mean, Ashley just touched upon this, but I was going to ask, you know, human trafficking isn't just sexual exploitation. There are other types of trafficking and exploitation as well. Can you help explain, you know, what other types of harm that is happening that people should be aware of?
Yeah, so in addition to sex trafficking or commercial sexual exploitation, there's also labor trafficking, and that can look like someone being mistreated in the workplace, perhaps forced to work in conditions against their will. It looks, again, like Ashley shared, everyone's story is a little bit different, and actually how they ended up in the predicament that they are in can look different. But it is important to realize that there are two forms of trafficking, that labor trafficking does exist and sex trafficking does exist. They're separate things, but they can also be intertwined.
People can maybe be surprised, like that happens here in Northern California, in Sacramento.
Yes, it's hidden in plain sight is what we often say. It's right in front of us when we sometimes go to restaurants or hotels. Sometimes, you know, we're a big agricultural region where how our agriculture is produced, it's sometimes important to take a look at that piece as far as the labor trafficking side. When you look at sex trafficking, it is happening. It's happening online. There is a lot of exploitation happening through social media, and it's also happening face-to-face with family members, with loved ones, and it's happening here in our Sacramento community and different parts of the community. I know it's hard for people to wrap our heads around, but I think that's the importance of being educated on human trafficking and understanding the red flags and the warning signs so that it doesn't have to be hidden in plain sight, that we can start seeing it on a day-to-day basis and doing something to change that.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Three Strands. It is a local nonprofit that works to prevent human trafficking and exploitation, as well as support survivors, and this is ahead of their grand opening of an empowerment center in downtown Sacramento. Okay, Ashley, let's get to the center. A grand opening is on Wednesday. It is called The Table. How did it come about?
Oh, goodness. So this is going back 14 years ago, kind of what you asked earlier. We sat around my kitchen table, and there were four of us who founded the agency. And as we sat around the kitchen table, really thinking about how can we address this crime? What can we do? What part can we play? the tables where we all came around. And so as this dream of an empowerment center came about, and Caitlin has shared with me that when I said, if we could do one thing for Survivor Services, what would it mean to you? And she said, from her kitchen table, a drop-in center, an empowerment center. So this idea of the table has really been 14 years of a dream and a goal. And the piece that I love is everyone is welcome around the table. Everyone has a seat at the table. So the Table Sacramento, the grand opening is tomorrow at 9:30. We are so excited about this vision becoming reality.
When reading the announcement, I mean, this location, and it's in the heart of downtown Sacramento. It's off 12th and H Street. I mean, it was intentionally chosen for many reasons. What are the reasons for selecting this spot in downtown Sacramento?
Yeah, well, I'll have Caitlin join me in this because both of us kind of smile ear to ear. You know, we looked at, I don't know, probably hundreds of different properties, and we would walk in, and as we looked at each of them, sort of, okay, here they are. And Caitlin happened to see the place that we're in first. And when she took me there and I walked in, I will not lie, man, it was big, 12,000 square feet. And I remember taking a deep breath thinking, wow. And Caitlin looked at me and she said, I think this is the first time I've ever seen you overwhelmed.
In a good way.
Yes.
Yeah. And so anyway, so that's, you know, it's very intentional. I mean, we are by light rail. We are right in the center of downtown. What else, Caitlin? Share some more of the things that we've thought about.
I mean, as Ashley mentioned, it's a huge space. We did not intend to have a space this big. But when I saw it, I saw the potential of what services we could expand and offer that were so critical and needed. And so I know Ashley was a little like, oh, we weren't looking at spaces this big. Why did you take me to a space this big? But I was like, this could change so much. This could impact so many people's lives. If we just had a little extra space, like think of the things that we could do. And so that really played into it. And it, as Ashley mentioned, it's centrally located. I would say about 70% of our clients are located in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And so although we serve the surrounding counties, most of our clients are in the heart of Sacramento. And we wanted somewhere that was central for them and close to be able to collaborate with community partners who are doing similar work.
Okay, so this is a big space. It's 12,000 square feet. A lot can fit within that space. Help us visualize what people will experience at the table.
Safety and welcoming is first off, but it's beautiful. There's computer labs and training rooms. There's wellness rooms where people can decompress and listen to sound machines and just relax. There's a lounge area. There's therapy rooms. There's a kitchen where people can make themselves a meal and showers and laundry. And a pantry where if they need emergency food, they can take those things to go. And so, but like the big thing that we want people to know is it's a safe place. It's a safe and welcoming place.
Yeah, it's a safe space. And there's also resources and support for job placement. I mean, I read there's even childcare at some times of the day as well. I mean, what goes into visualizing something like this, Ashley, and then also logistically making it a reality?
Yeah. You know, I think that we're really fortunate at Three Strands Global Foundation to have an amazing board of directors, a board that has supported us for so many years on our strategic plan, our strategic objectives, and our vision. And we have staff that are truly remarkable. I sit and am inspired by them every single day. And I think that this isn't just a board's vision. It isn't just the leadership of Three Strands vision. This is the entire agency's vision to be able to fill a gap, to make it so that we could fill a need that was here in the greater Sacramento region, to make sure that there were pathways to employment, pathways to education for those who are survivors or those at risk. And I think as we, you know, plan this whole thing out, it has been about a year from when we first had these conversations to actually now having the grand opening, and a lot of moving parts. But when you have a team that works together, you know, there's bumps along the way. Nothing's perfect. But we've made it. We're crossing the finish line tomorrow. And I think the other thing that makes this so sweet and so special is that there have been so many individuals in the history of Three Strands that their fingerprints are all over this this agency and the table opening. And I think that that's what makes us unique. We often, as staff, talk about the sort of secret sauce of Three Strands, and I think it's this culture and community that there are so many people that have gone before us that are still with us that make it so that we want to make sure that translates to those that we're serving in this safe place at the table.
Christy, what excites you most about the table?
Honestly, I would say it's probably that it's all in one central location. So I do case management. I'm also the chair of the Survivor Advisory Board and then just other things in the Survivor Leader position. But I'm so excited to go in and be able to have these face-to-face meetings and interactions, not only with the people that we work with, but with the survivors. I think that we've been doing a lot of remote work and kind of utilizing like community partner spaces and things like that, but just that personal piece of, just face to face and just mentorship and just, getting to see the clients when they walk in and the services that they're utilizing and just, the looks on their faces of just probably relief when they walk in there and just seeing that, we're able to provide that for them and give them that safe haven and safe space like you talked about, Caitlin.
I would imagine you're not alone in looking forward to the face-to-face connection and having like a permanent physical space to meet with people. With the clients that you work with, are they excited as well to actually have a physical location to go
to? Absolutely. A lot of my clients cannot wait. They're coming to the grand opening and they're like, we will be in there like weekly to just even past clients, like previous clients that I have, they are beyond excited. And they're like, we just want to come in and see you guys. We just want to see everything that's going on with Three Strands and everything the table will be. But yes, they are excited, as well as my board members. They are thrilled we're going to have a space to be able to hold that and pull other people in from the community and other survivors as well.
Yeah, Ashley, I mean, how many staff do you have to navigate all of these services that you're providing? And I imagine you have volunteers as well.
Yeah, there are 37 of us at Three Strands Global Foundation now, and we have volunteers. And I think that's also an opportunity for us as we think about having an actual brick and mortar, right, that we'll have the place where those who want to volunteer can step up and we can have an open conversation about how can they volunteer, what's the best and most, what's the place where we need them to step in. And I think before, it's quite remarkable when we think about it, how our staff was being so resourceful at getting to the places that they needed to meet the clients where they were at. And now there'll be a place where they can meet, at the table, and volunteers can be able to support Three Strands Global Foundation in ways that really make a difference.
How was this funded?
It's a great question. So we have a private funder who has made this possible for us. And I think that, over the 14 years, as I think back, there are so many amazing funders in Sacramento that have paved the way for this opportunity for us. And I just want to take a moment to thank everyone who has been able to step in and really been a support financially of the work that we've done at Three Strands. And it's, across the board, all sorts of different corporations and banks and family foundations and state grants and federal grants. We really have been so fortunate to be able to have the funds to do the work we do. And so, so we're excited about this partner too.
Finally, when it comes to the people that are going to benefit from this type of support, I mean, can someone just walk into the table? I mean, how do they get connected?
Yes, they can just walk in. One piece that we have to offer is that we don't ask people to tell their story. We serve both survivors of human trafficking as well as individuals who are at risk of exploitation. We do that on purpose. We do that to prevent exploitation and prevent re-exploitation. So people can just walk in. They don't have to tell us what's going on with them. They will just be welcomed in with a non-judgmental stance and us just asking, how can we help?
Well, Caitlin, Christy, and Ashley, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Ashley Bryant is the president and CEO of Three Strands Global Foundation. Caitlin DeChico is with Survivor Services, and Christy Merrill is a survivor leader advocate. They're talking to us about The Table. It's an empowerment center for at-risk youth and survivors of human trafficking. It is opening in downtown Sacramento tomorrow. Still ahead, a presentation about one of the Cherokee Nation's most famous citizens, Will Rogers, is coming to Sacramento this weekend. We'll hear from his great-granddaughter about what his legacy and impact means for communities in the Sacramento and Central Valleys. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.